Open Language 英语。
潘吉杰里告诉你。
Hi guys, I'm Jenny.
And this is Chris.
And you're listening to 潘吉杰尼告诉你。那今天呢，我们的节目要讲讲啊，就是美国的年轻人现在怎么说话，因为他们现在说的英语，大概 Chris 都听不懂吧，因为你已经老了。其实美国的这些90后、00后啊，就是英语里面有一个词儿来形容他们，对吧？叫 millennials。
Millennials, yep.
Millennium 就是那个2000年，对吧？
Right.
当时我还记得很多人说 The world is going to end, 因为电脑 can't deal with 这个的
Y2K.
Y2K, 对对对。对，大家很怕啊 ,The millennium, 然后呢这样90后、00后这个 generation,、美国人都叫他们的 millennials.、
Right.
之前好像有什么 Gen X, Gen Y,、
right.
对吧？就我们是说的什么80后。
Right.
最早以前呢就是 baby boomers, 婴儿潮、
yes.
50后、60后。零后对吧、好，那些人呢就真听不懂现在 millennials 他们讲的英语，很有他们的特色啊。
Right.
那我们先来听一段现在美国的这些 millennials, how do they speak and what do they sound like?
Oh my, is that window open? Oh my god, that window is literally wide open right now.
Okay, that is why it is freaking Antarctica in here, okay? Freaking Margot has her window completely open.
Margot, can you please close that window?
I can't.
I am dying right now. Like, I'm literally gonna freeze to death if you don't shut that window.
You know that I literally cannot. Both of my arms are broken. You know this. It's why you call me Broken Arms Margot and Stank Breath Margot with two broken arms.
Oh my God, Margot, you broke both your arms for attention like 100 years ago, and it's literally your excuse for like everything now.
It's been 6 days. And I didn't do it on purpose. I stage dived at karaoke and nobody caught me.
God, she is so dramatic. I can't even. I am not doing this with her today.
刚刚的那一段大家听到的呢是来自于美国的一个叫 Saturday Night Live, 啊、周六现场秀，就像我们的百变大咖秀什么都是抄他们的啊、对，很搞笑的，恶搞的，然后呢里面他都会有很多这种 skit,短剧组成的。我们刚刚听到的一段短剧呢其实就是 They're making fun ofMillennials, the way they talk and the way they act, 就是他们的一些 attitude、
right.
啊。刚刚在这段短剧里面呢，到时候大家有兴趣可以搜狐上面应该有现在他们 licensed content。这一期的女主角这个很厉害啊，是 Fifty Shades of Grey 里面的女主角玛丽苏 Dakota Johnson。
Right.
因为美国很纯情的小少女啊。然后呢，刚刚这段 skit 里面我们听到了就是三个。Millennials 两女一男，然后呢另外还有另外一个女的好像胳膊受伤了，就是说你来帮帮我吧，我冷死了，窗关掉，然后那三个人没有一个人理他、最主要是 when they talk 他们一直在讲的一个词是 literally 他们好像什么都没讲，就基本上 when they start a sentence they don't even finish their thought、
right.
就是不是 Chris 你们对于这些 millennials 的感觉就是他们其实 they're saying stuff without anything to actually say.
Yes. It's literally I can't even
This room is literally 100 degrees. I'm literally dying.
Literally dying.
I can't even. 然后他 I can't even 怎么怎么样也不 finish 是吧、
yeah. I can't even get up.
这个你 literally 是什么意思啊
？Literally means.
It literally means.
Yeah, literally means. It's a very direct meaning. So if I say, I am literally dying, it means.
我真的要死掉了。
Yeah, I'm not
对不对
exaggerating. I'm not.、I am actually dying right now. But.Ironically, they say it, and it still means
opposite,
the opposite.
对、
yeah.
所以他这个 literally, 如果你去查字典，英国人会 literally, 对吧？英国人的发音就是 literally,、
right.
然后美国人是 literally.
Right.
他讲这个 literally 的时候，通常都是一种 exaggeration,
right.
一种夸张。比如说，哎呦，我快要饿死了。I'm literally
starving to death.
其实他这个 literally 都是一种夸张，他没到这个程度， 对吧？所以因为年轻人嘛，都是很爱夸张的。他们都是 literally dying,
or literally
怎么怎么样。
Literally, I've never heard something so stupid.
Literally.
Literally.
其实很多人讲话真的，他会用两个 literally, 就是 I've literally never heard something so stupid.然后停一停 literally 再跟你讲一次
yeah,
是不是
对对
所以你年轻人很多的语言习惯是这样的啊
对
对就像比如我们看到90后00后的那个生活什么二次元什么的我只能说就是我们这些老的跟他们就不是生活在一个次元里面的我之前讲二次元三次元 I literally had no idea what those words meant guys literally 然后我去百度百科查了一下的哦这个叫二次元
Yeah.
对 but still literally I don't know what it stands for 好那除了 literally 他们还有就是 I can't even
Yeah.
我都不能怎么怎么样、
I can't even stand this anymore
Yeah. I can't even take this 而且他们现在年轻人 millennials 就是你如果讲 I can't even 怎么怎么样把一整句话 finish 你是很 out 的、他们的这个潮流就是只讲 I can't even
对
I can't even 然后他那个内衣挂的人就会懂他的意思那是他们的一个语言、是他们的一个范儿啊。所以当然刚刚 basically everything you watch、you see on SNL 其实都是一种 parody、
right.
对吧英语说 parody 就是一个夸张一种恶搞啊。但是呢当然它也是 based on some kind ofReality.
It's funny because it's a little bit true.
对、
yeah.
就是当然都是源于生活的啊、但是它要大于生活高于生活、因为美国很多的年轻人很现在他讲话我记得以前做过一集潘吉 Jenny Jason 说啊，现在很多的语言学家 linguists 说年轻人这个讲话都是 they sound very lazy、都像半梦半醒 likeThey're sleepwalking, sleep talking.
Yeah. Yep.
然后讲话的时候都是 I can literally, I can even. 就讲话好像非常 chilled, vocal fry, 好像嗓子被烧过那样的感觉、就话都不好好说啊。这个呢就跟前几年年轻人流行的那种什么 Valley Girl speech、很不一样。
对 Valley Girl is a little bit older.Maybe、
Valley Girl 可能对九十年代，其实讲这个 Valley 山里面的女孩啊，山寨女孩是这。
It's in Los Angeles.
California, right? L.A.、
Yep.
L.A. Valley 山寨里面的女孩、
yep.
，but they're kind of 就那个形容的那一挂年轻人是那种生活无忧无虑、很有钱的，
yep.
然后每天去 party 啊什么的，对吧 ？The typical blonde.Bimbo type.
Yeah, in Los Angeles, especially Hollywood, but it's the very common Valley Girls. Oh my God! Oh my God!
Oh、OMG. My God!
Yeah, like I know, right?
SNL 也做过一系列这个的 skit，
对
叫 The Californians.
Right.
我们这里放一段给大家听听，这个就是 Valley Girl talk.
Right.
I'm glad you came over, Devon.
What do?
Maybe you should get going before Stuart gets home.
Right. I was thinking I'd take Canyonview Drive over to San Vicente, and then make a left and go 405 north. From there, just get off Mulholland.
Totally like that.
Hey, honey. I brought us some tangerines. This guy was selling them on the off-ramp over by the two. Devin?
What are you doing here?
Why are you home so early?
I skipped Wilshire and took Beverly over to Santa Monica and took that all the way up.
Hey, Stuart, yeah, I just came over to fix the speakers, the outside speakers on the patio. I think they sound pretty good. How was work?
I think you should go home now, Devin.
There's nothing going on, Stuart.
但现在呢如果你还这样说话我们刚刚听到的那种 Valley Girl 就会比较 out 对吧因为它是九十年代的一个潮流、
But you still hear it
You still hear
and,
it
And it's still true I mean I think there are still people
From that area that talk like that.
Totally.
Totally. Speaking of words that don't mean anything, 我们前面讲的那个 literally.
Literally.
还有一个我觉得就是 totally.
Totally.
美国人也特别爱讲特别年轻女生 Oh, it's totally 怎么怎么样 Totally. 其实，你刚刚说那个 Valley Girl 是只有女生这样讲吗？还是其实有些男的也是那样讲话的？
Mostly girls, but also guys.、嗯、For guys, it's what we call SoCal. Southern California, SoCal.
SoCal.
And it's sort of the Baywatch surfer dude, you know, at the beach. Like,
对对对。
Oh, yeah, bro. Totally. Yeah, I know. That's awesome.
就是他们讲话，我觉得有一个精髓，就是他们没有讲任何实际的东西，没有什么思想，然后都在讲这些 totally awesome,
totally, oh, wicked, yeah, and bro, that's another big one,
bro,
oh, I know, bro, yeah,
dude, bro,
dude, that's insane, yeah, that's where I used to live in that area, so I know Valley Girl and Surfer dude.
就他是不能表现一个完整的 train of thought,
no,
完整的一个思维是没有的，对吧？只有一些 comments.
Words that really mean nothing. Oh yeah, totally. I know.
但我觉得有一个 tip, 就是对于我们语言学习者啊，想 sound a little bit more native, 就是去学一些 totally awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
我真的是有碰到过这样的这个年轻人，就是。他光讲这几句，然后你以为就是你认为他英语好得不得了，然后一个女孩就 totally awesome, wicked, 然后过一会儿，服务员再来两碗白米饭。
right, right.
好，那我们最后跟大家展现一下美国就是比较有知识的人，脑子里面有想法的人，他们是怎么说话的？其实他们这个讲话。我是感觉一个特色就是一个人要能讲一大段的话，就像我们白岩松啊什么的，都不给人家插话的机会。You watch CNN 或者什么，像你们的 Nightly News 对吧？美国最大的这些公共电视台 NBC、CBS 什么什么的 Nightly News 只有一个主持人，不像我们一男一女 ，They just have one man or one woman, mostly man.
Right.
然后这整个 show 就是他的想法插给你。
Standard English.
Exactly.我听说好像这种最 standard 是 it's the Iowa accent for some reason 爱荷华美国很小的一个州，
对，
但是以前特别你看几十年以前美国那种什么 Walter Cronkite 然后现在还健在的 Tom Brokaw
Phil Jennings
对就是他们讲话
Peter Jennings
Tom Brokaw 的讲话都是You're watching CNN. We're live at
Hello. We're live at CNN News tonight. Yeah. We're looking at the investigation of blah 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 blah.
而且他有一个特色，就最后他的话你是听不清的。最后就是 We're watching this news clip from.
Yeah, exactly.
好，那我们来听听，这也是美国国宝级的人物 Tom Brokaw、Tom Brokaw 是从可能五六十年代就开始报新闻啊什么的，一直到现在，而且现在 he's still active.
Yeah.
他还 from time to time come on.NBC 还有个什么他的 special report with Tom Brokaw 现在已经八九十岁了、老当益壮最近你们不是 我就是说他美国白岩松、那个 Brian Williams、
yep.
被 suspended 对不对
Yeah he lied about his experience in Iraq
对因为美国呢我们这个很多、国外啊任何的 news 这个电视台呀、报纸都有一个 fact checking、去审查你讲的这个到底是不是事实是吧然后他有一次他还不是报新闻还是报一次采访一个什么体育节目然后这个很有名的全美这个主持人就说不知道怎么聊起来说哎呀我那个时候采访是什么伊拉克战争的时候坐一个直升飞机被敌军打
yeah, yeah.
结果后来人家 fact checking 说 lie、
yes.
根本没有你这个事情根本没有然后他就被他的电视台就现在还在那个处罚期当中嘛 suspended 啊就是六个月
的
不让他报新闻然后呢 unpaid 他一年还拿一两千万美金呢这钱就没了啊好那最后我们给你算了给大家听听那个美国老国宝吧 Tom Brokaw 他是怎么讲话的啊好那也希望你enjoy today's show 然后呢想要学更多英语的话 check out openlanguage.com 或者下载我们的 app 然后里面我们有400多节就是非常能反映这个现实下的这个职场英语日常生活英语美国文化英语的英语课程然后给我们特别的一个听众优惠呢就是在我们官网 openlanguage.com 购买一年课 程的时候，你可以输入告诉你的拼音 GAOSUNI， 然后就有九折优惠，学习年只要629元。也谢谢很多通过我们潘吉杰尼告诉你认识我们的听众朋友，去买了我们的付费课程，给了我们非常多积极的反馈啊，说对你们帮助很大，对于我们不足的地方也指出啊，也帮我们一起进步。我和 Chris 都非常非常的感谢大家。那最后呢，听听美国国宝级的这个News Anchor 新闻主播 Tom Brokaw 他是怎么说话的。And we'll see you next time. Bye, guys.
Bye bye.
We've been through a lot together, through dark days and nights and seasons of hope and joy. Whatever the story, I had only one objective, to get it right. When I failed, it was personally painful, and there was no greater urgency than course correction. On those occasions, I was grateful for your forbearance and always mindful that your patience and attention didn't come with a lifetime warranty. I was not alone here, of course. I am simply the most conspicuous part of a large, thoroughly dedicated and professional staff that extends from just beyond these cameras across the country and around the world, in too many instances in places of grave danger and personal hardship, and their family to me. What have I learned here? More than we have time to recount this evening, but the enduring lessons through the decades are these. It's not the questions that get us in trouble. It's the answers. And just as important, no one person has all the answers. Just ask a member of the generation that I came to know well, the men and women who came...